podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is season 2, episode 8. Also, I think it's episode number 53, maybe by my count. I lost my trusty notebook, so I'm doing all this, I know, by memory. But anyway, I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm really astonished that you are doing this without your notebook.
I have a piece of... Zachary, I have a special guest in the studio. Do you want to say your name? We're introducing our names. What's your name? What's your name?
Zachary.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you have it, boys and girls.
Yep.
Daddy-O is in Charlotte this week, and Zachary made a deal with me to sleep in my bed, and he is really, as you can tell, upholding his end of the bargain right now, as we turned the lights off a half an hour ago, and... Well, here he is downstairs in the studio. But I was going to show you, I have a piece of scrap paper that I took from another notebook that's the same size as my notebook, so I can seamlessly put it in without disrupting the so flow.
It feels the same, but a little.
Yeah, whenever I find it.
Yeah. Although I like that the podcast is now old enough to start lying about its age.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's an accomplishment,
I'm
I think.
Sorry. Yeah, did I say it was episode 53? I mean 35. Episode 35.
From now and forever, episode 35.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, how are you guys? Since we didn't record last week, happy eclipse. We're on the other side of that.
Very true. So you guys, yeah, that was my fault. I'm sorry, but I have a lot of stuff, I guess, to say.
Nothing Yay! Too interesting.
But... You had a busy life week.
Yes.
Yes. You did have a busy week. I didn't. We went to 2 birthday parties on Saturday, and then we watched the eclipse yesterday. So,
nice.
And somewhere in this, I lost my notebook.
Ah, I think some teeny tiny fingers maybe slid in. And
I don't know. I'm hoping I took it to work on accident, like without thinking to prepare and left it there, but I don't know. Whatever.
It'll turn up.
Zachary is trying to show you his truck. What is that, Zachy?
A dinoco truck.
What is that?
A dinoco truck.
That's a dinoco truck, which for all you uneducated people out there is the truck from the Cars movies.
Oh, cool. I thought he was saying dinosaur truck. And I was that's pretty cool.
Well, it is. See, the dinosaur is on the logo. So it's the character is the king, which is Dale Earnhardt. Supposed to be Dale Earnhardt. Zachary, do not put that on top of the keyboard. All right, if all this gets lost, it was Dinoco's fault.
It's all right.
Well, this show is getting off to a rip-roaring start here. Please, somebody tell me about their something. Do not touch that. Your father will kill me.
So wait, so how was the eclipse? What percentage of total? Did you guys have totality?
No, so we had 93% totality, or 94%.
Well, that's still
pretty cool. Yeah, but it was actually super cool. We bought 3 pairs of glasses, and then the morning of, we decided to not take Zach out of school or anything because he's adverse to wearing sunglasses, and therefore, or hats, or anything really, anything that you ask him to do. So,
wait, and are you saying that you didn't want him to look directly at the sun?
I did not want him to
warnings?
Look directly at. I
You're
heard
a responsible
it was,
human being.
Right.
I heard it was bad for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the rumor that was going around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, apparently.
Apparently.
Science. But, anyways, so I want to take off work, but I was... number 4 out of 4 that wanted to take off work. So I ended up going to work, but I told my boss and I told everybody, I was like, I am leaving during the hours of the eclipse. I will come back after and I will be in beforehand, but I do not want to miss the eclipse. I've had my glasses. We got our glasses the beginning of July. So we've had them for we've been prepped. Jay got them the weekend before we left for Comic-Con. So we've had them since like July 15th, if you really want to get technical. So, Zach, I don't even want to. I'm not even going to look at what's going on over there. Just try not to make noise so when Daddy listens to this show, he doesn't go, what was he touching in my room?
Watch my truck. Watch my truck game. Watch my truck game.
Okay, they're going to... Okay, hold on, guys.
Man, I can't watch it.
Hold on. Go ahead, Zach. Show them your trick.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
It jumps.
It does jump.
It jumps. Anybody that's a new listener to this show, please don't turn it off. I promise we're about to get interesting. It may involve a child breaking a $1,000 toy set. Not really, but... I mean, the breaking
part. Or maybe you'll just have to keep listening and find out.
Maybe you'll just have to keep listening. Yeah, so whatever. I left. Jay and I were going to go to the observation deck at the airplane park. And the morning of, Jay was like, he went out to get Jersey Mike at like lunchtime and was like, oh, the sun is directly above the house. Like, we'll definitely be able to see it. So he set up a little table and chairs and umbrellas and waters and whatnot outside and made it like a little like beach day in the driveway. And I got home around, the eclipse started here at like 1:15. I got home at 1:30. I watched it. It was like, again, it was super, super neat. There's a picture on Instagram and Facebook actually where I was like, I might as well tan if I'm sitting out here. and Jay was like huddled under the umbrella.
You're so efficient.
But I will say though, because I know we were talking a few weeks ago about like day drunk. I was so exhausted from just sitting out in the sun for 2 hours yesterday that I like wanted to go to sleep at like 7 o'clock at night.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
But yep. I think the coolest part of it, other than just, you know, watching how the sun got almost covered, was the light. Because we never had it get dark. And it was almost like, it wasn't even like dusk, but the atmosphere, because you had the crickets. And my coworker said there was an owl that was started hooting at her house, which I thought was cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we heard the crickets and it got, you know, that nighttime dusk noise. But the way that the light was, where it wasn't bright, but it wasn't dark, but it was like dusk or nighttime, but there was like a floodlight was shining. Does that make sense? It had like that floodlight glow.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
No, for sure.
So that was really neat. And then when I was driving back to work, we were, you know, starting to come out of the eclipse on the other side, because I think I left about a half hour when it was, you know, opening up, I guess. That's what she said. And I was driving past the airport and I noticed an airplane taking off and I could see the jet streams behind it. And I drive past the airport, you know, every day on the way to or from work and see airplanes plenty of times. And I don't ever remember seeing the details of like the jet streams that clear. So I took my just sunglasses off because I wasn't looking at the sun. And I realized that the light was like that early, early morning dawn light.
Right, right.
Well, you know, like just the yellow when it's like 6 a.m. and the sun has just risen. It was really, really neat. So that was my eclipse experience. I had a freaking blast. It went by so quickly. Like I started blogging again. So I actually wrote all this stuff on my blog last night because I was trying to think, like, I haven't blogged consistently since we started this show. And I think it's because I just talk about my whole life on the show every week. So I've got like nothing left to write about. So I was thinking if I started blogging more, maybe that could help us get the content of the shows down more.
Interesting theory.
I don't know. I mean, we'll I'm already see. Retelling something that I told yesterday. So it's,
well, I did ask, as I missed the eclipse entirely because I was in various airports. Daniel's oldest sister lives in Nashville where they had 99% totality.
Oh,
so like,
so
yeah,
cool.
they took the kids out of school. It looks like a whole group of like their neighbors all took their kids out of school and they went to like some farm outside of Nashville. And she took a video right at the totality. And like, it was dark. Like, it was really dark and it was cool to watch. Like, I was even there and I'm like, wow, that's really amazing.
What jumped over the airplane? Your car jumped over the airplane? Amanda's trying to tell a story.
No, he can steal my thunder anytime. I got you, kid.
He's topical, at least. He's talking about the airplane.
It's true.
And you're talking about airports. No, but that's super neat. I think Mandy's Well, Mandy's outside of Nashville. I think she said in the patrons group she took her kids someplace.
Right. Yeah, it was like some rando farm. But yeah, I had a lot of had some eclipse envy. The long travel day for me. Yeah. I had a very GLAT filter style delay.
Oh, no.
I feel like I have had a small window into what it's like when you travel, Paul. Like, for real. So we were flying back from Ohio. We were in Ohio this past long weekend visiting Daniel's family, which was really great. And, you know, I could talk about that after. But we were flying. We had a layover in D.C. So we were flying from Columbus to D.C. Then we were supposed to have just an hour layover. And then we were going to fly into New York. So we were supposed to be like home by 9 o'clock, like late, but still fine. We get there, we get on the plane to go back from DC to LaGuardia. And then apparently they've grounded everything because there is this pocket of bright red storm right in the flight line. So they've grounded everything.
No, boo.
But the kicker is, it's like you go on, like I went on my phone app and I'm looking at the radar. I don't see this little speck of rainstorm. Like, I do not see it, but they grounded everything.
I know there were storms in the Midwest because my sister was in Kansas City and they missed the eclipse because it got all cloudy and stormy just when it hit like 95% totality.
Of course. But yeah, so we're sitting on the tarmac for probably a good hour or so, and then they finally bring us back to the gate and make us get off. And then so, it's like, as with anything, people are all getting upset. And so we're like, well, good. Now we can get something to eat and we can charge our phone. Because we were both really low on battery.
Yeah.
You know, people were like chattering amongst themselves because you could see like the gate right next to us was a flight to LaGuardia and they were boarding. We're like, what the freaking hell? Like, what? And like someone next to us is like, nah, I talked to someone and they're going to come back. So it's like, then you see one after one, like a flight from Boston, like comes back and everyone gets off the plane. The flight that was supposed to leave for New York after us comes back. Everybody gets off the plane. So it's just, you're waiting. You're like, you have no idea. And then the guy that's making announcements at our gate, oh my God, he's so cute. I can't handle it. And the guy at our gate is like talking into his little speaker, but clearly not realizing that you cannot hear him. Like it don't work. Like, it does not work. And he's like, all right, so we're going to load the plane. We're going to start boarding in 10 minutes. So if everyone could just, like, come back. And, of course, we're standing right there. So we're, like, the first ones on the plane. But, like, so people are all angry because they can't hear that they're like, all right, we're gonna try it. We're going to make a run for it. We're going to make a run for it. We're going to try and get in this window.
Oh, my God.
But, like, no one could hear the announcement. So, like, maybe everyone got on the plane. Probably not.
Oh, no.
I don't care. I was on the plane. That's why you don't walk away. You stay close by. You listen for instructions.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the time that Zach and I had to take off to get to Chicago, well, our layover in Chicago, and they were like, we know we've been on the runway for over an hour, but please do not get up and go to the bathroom because we're going to have like 60 seconds where there's a break and we have to take it. And if anybody is up, we lose our place and we're here all night.
Yeah, that's totally what it was. But yeah, so we finally get to LaGuardia like 4 or 5 hours after we were supposed to get there. And then we decided we were just too cheap to pay for a car at that point. So we went and we took the bus. And then it was just like every single stop. So we took the bus to the subway, had like the full length of waiting for the next subway. Transfer, again, have the full length of window in between that we have to wait. And we finally get into Brooklyn. Like we cross the Manhattan Bridge. We're in Brooklyn. And then we stop. We stop at the first stop. And you hear an announcement. Like, we are stopped here because someone has called the police.
No.
We're not opening doors until the police arrive. And we're like, Well, then, of course, I start getting nervous. Then I'm like, oh, my God, is this how my life ends? Like, why did they call the police? What's happening? The doors open, and I'm like, Daniel, we are getting out of here. I will pay for a lift. I do not care. I'm dying at the DeKalb Avenue stop off the Q train. We're going home.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we finally get a car. And then a million hours later, we arrive home.
Oh, no.
But I feel your pain, Colleen. It's really...
It's frustrating.
It's really frustrating. And it's just exhausting. Like, I was saying before we started recording that I didn't even unpack until 20 minutes ago because it was so late. I had to get up and go to work today. I just left my bag on the floor. I was like, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I finished unpacking from San Diego a week ago Monday.
Nice. Solid.
So I think you've got plenty of time.
I just feel better when everything's like put back in its place.
I don't
have a full house.
Hold on.
So I did, like, everything needs to go home. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to yell at a kid for a second. Zachary Lewis, put that on the carpet. Put it on the carpet or you're going to bed. I will move it on the carpet. And if you move it back, I'm carrying you upstairs and I'm locking you in the room in the dark. That was mean, wasn't it? Hold on. Shit!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh no.
Well, my big ass backed into the He-Man castle and stuff knocked to the floor.
Well, as long as nothing is broken, it's fine.
I don't know if it's broken or not. Okay, sorry. Anyway, I feel your pain, Amanda. So,
Well, I feel your pain. I feel like I got a little taste of what it's like when you travel.
You just got to look for the adventure in it somehow.
That's true.
Also, beer helps.
Yeah. Well, it's like by the time we finally landed, like, I was delirious. I follow on Instagram. I don't know if you guys know the account Animals Doing Things.
Maybe.
But it's like the best thing that there ever was. It's just videos and GIFs of like animals doing funny things. And the one that like totally did me in, it was a raccoon and a lab. And they were swimming together. So the wreck.
That's awesome. I'm trying to. What do you need?
No,
I can't. I'm doing the podcast. You're more than welcome to go night night if you want. What's not working? So, Shandy. What have you been up to in the last 2 weeks? Did you have a happy eclipse? You guys only got like, what, 70% of it?
Well, on eclipse day, we had some classic Monterey weather, which is to say that the sky was totally covered in clouds and like fog. And so we saw literally nothing at all. Cool. Today, though, however, I woke up and it was just like a beautiful, clear sky, bright sunny morning.
Of course.
So if it had happened today, but yeah.
Different story.
Yeah.
Bummer. But you've had a crazy couple of weeks, right?
That is true. I did have to cancel last week because shit was crazy. I haven't even shown you guys. Right now you have a different view of me because I am
no clothing rack in the back.
Yep.
That's true.
No kitty jungle gym.
No kitty jungle gym. Kitties are also outside. Well, outside the door. I'm podcasting in bed.
Ooh.
Very scandalous.
This is the state of my room right now. I don't know what you can see.
Tissues.
It is insanity.
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure with what you use the tissues for on the bed.
Can you see beyond the tissues, though? Like, all that junk. And by junk, I mean, like, my stuff.
Yes.
And that's insane.
It's a nice dresser.
Yeah.
Thank you. My apartment has never been simultaneously so clean, but with my room being so insane.
And why is that?
Because I think I can't remember if I mentioned, my husband's going to grad school, and he's not going to be living here for most of the time for the next while. And so, since we're going to be paying rent in two places, we decided that I should be a roommate, which, you know, whatever. At first, I was like, not super into that idea because I'm 33 years old. But obviously, the financial argument makes more sense than me just wanting to argue that I should live by myself.
Right.
So anyway, so I caved. And it actually worked out really well.
Good.
I ended up finding, there was like all the stress of like cleaning shit out, emptying out our guest bedroom, which has been... I mean, we've been living in this apartment for 5 years. We have so much crap in there. It is insanity.
Is that kind of like your catch-all room?
Well, it's like you grow to fill your space. So having that extra room, I'm sure, like you just sort of grew to fill the space.
It's ridiculous. I found stuff. I found like pictures from college and stuff, which is pretty amazing. But also just a shit ton of just like papers to shred and just like, it's just insane. But so that's what we've been doing. So that's been a little bit stressful. Then there was like the stress of actually like putting up an ad and like finding somebody and like filtering through like all the calls that we had and stuff. But it turned out really well. Like I'm actually super excited. I got a really nice roommate. She moved in yesterday. So that's good. So the rest of the apartment is totally clean. We had last week, some of the things that I was doing was, for example, we had our carpets cleaned, which like, you know, usually you do when you're leaving a place. So like there's nothing in your apartment or house. Mm-hmm. But all of our furniture is here. So all the furniture got moved like into like the kitchen and like on the balcony and stuff. Carpets got cleaned and then everything had to be moved back. We had like our cleaning lady come and then just all of the moving and stuff upstairs. We got rid of some extra furniture that we like really didn't need also to try to minimize and just like make room for shit. And so that's why like some of the overflow is in my room right now and I need to deal with that. But that's just going to have to wait a couple of more days. But
sorry,
that's really cute.
Giving you some background music for your story.
It's your cleaning music.
I'll take it. So the room that I usually record in is no longer like a room that I'll be using. So I also then had to get like a desk for my actual bedroom. I'll set it up. So hopefully by next week I'll be sitting at a desk and not in my bed. But for today I was like, well, I've done it before. Not with the broadcast, but I've recorded with a tribe before in my bed.
Eyes have I.
Nice.
Maybe we should do like a pajama party theme where we all podcast.
Yes, that's what I'm wearing.
Oh my God, I love that. Nice.
Awesome.
I almost put that shirt on today.
Pajama bottoms. Nice.
Lovely.
It has been exhausting. So I've just been going to bed like later than usual every night, which like I'm like kind of an old lady when it comes to my bedtime.
You go to bed when I go to bed, and I go to bed 3 hours later than you.
Exactly. So I've had multiple days of going to bed at like around midnight, which for me is just like unheard of. So I'm just like exhausted and I'm just like moving stuff and all that stress. But I was really excited for everything to finally settle down.
Yeah.
And everything kind of has. So I'm super stoked. I'm behind on everything. I haven't seen the latest Game of Thrones. So
no spoilers.
As soon as we're done, no spoilers. But like, that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like everything's been put on hold, but now I can kind of get back to it. So thank you for agreeing to take off last week. Because I don't even know how I would have fit that in there. I just, like, it would have been impossible.
That's what she said.
So. Sometimes there's just
well played.
Of course. Real life trumps podcasting. I know that's a trigger word. So real life. Real life is higher than podcasting. Also, Nazis are bad.
Right, which is like, I mean, that kind of like added an extra layer of it, like this like surrealness of it was like, I was having like a super busy week personally. And then on the side, like I couldn't even follow the news as much as I usually do. But like, obviously, like you couldn't not because last week was like the craziest week.
And remember when a week before that we thought it was the craziest week, and a week before that we thought it was the craziest week, and the week before that we were like, oh my God, the Boy Scout thing. And the week before that we were like, this Scaramucci dude is insane. And then the week before that there was something, and the week before that there was something, and then the week before that there was something. And remember when we thought, he's got 17 days of vacation, surely everything's going to be quiet, we could all get work done at work because we won't have to be following the news all fucking day. Wrong.
Remember when we thought Bush was the dumbest president we'll ever have?
Remember when we wished that it was...
I think about those days fondly.
Yes.
I know. Although, I finally, speaking of like just sort of being away from watching the news and stuff, I finally got around to watching Tina Fey's bit on Weekend Update Primetime. Do yourself a favor and take a few minutes out of your life and watch it.
I know it's.
It reminded me why I love Tina Fey as much as I do. Like, she was in like top form. Great concept. Great.
It's
jokes,
satire,
great,
right? Like, it's making fun of the like people that just bury their heads in the sand.
Yeah,
almost.
It was a well pointed critique of everything. Like, it was great. It was so, so good. So I recommend that everyone take a few minutes if you haven't already, or if you've already seen it, go watch it again. It's that good. It's that enjoyable. It made my day.
Zachary,
it was the only minutes I took for myself all day. It was worth it.
Can you say girls rock?
Girls rock.
Louder.
Girls rock.
Yeah.
Okay, so I remember the last couple of times that, well, actually all of the times that Zach's like come in during recording, he's never wanted to talk. I feel like this is a turning point.
Yeah, well, I think he recognizes Amanda, which helps. And no, there's a giant blow up choo-choo train tent coming into the room. No. Zachary, where are you going to put that?
Oh, little man.
Yeah, he's I think he feels more comfortable. He's kind of opening his shell. Plus, he's not stupid. He knows that if he plays the game and talks to you guys, you'll think he's cute and I can't make him go upstairs yet.
Right.
And also, he is your kid. Jay saw your picture, Shandy, and he's like, he just texted me, "Is Zach messing with my stuff?"
I posted a couple of pictures in the patrons group because I thought they were really cute, but I didn't mean to get anyone in trouble.
Oh, it's fine. Speaking of the patrons group, let's do that now since I always forget. If you'd like to become a patron, you can help support us and support the Jay and Jack Network, Team Jay and Jack, by going to patreon.com/JayandJack or jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link to support us at starting from a dollar. $5 or more gets you in an exclusive patrons group. And an exclusive podcast every month that you vote on. $15 or more gets you into the group and the special podcast and a hangout, which is, you know, anybody from the network that can pop on and we just kind of hang out and chat with everybody. And then you can take it up from there. So if you'd like to, again, you can do that. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
And it helps us all. It does help us all, actually.
It does help us all. I'm actually super stoked because I believe that with my Patreon money, like as of right now, I'm like ready and able to buy a ticket to the meetup in the spring.
Yay!
So thank you, patrons.
Yay. The hangout weekend will probably be early May again this season. This season.
This season. On the meetup.
Previously on the Raleigh weekend.
What happens when you get several podcasting nerds in one house in Raleigh, North Carolina?
And throw in alcohol.
That's actually super compelling.
It actually, I do think there's a case to be made for the following different groups, like the office style of the podcast weekend every year, because there's so many things that happen that you don't know about until like, everybody's talking about it after, and you're like, wait, what? Right. I don't know. That's my pitch for being a patron and coming to visit us in early May.
Yes.
So... guys, I totally had a concert tonight that I'm supposed to be at right now that I forgot about until I saw people putting it on Instagram. And I was like, oh, fuck, I had tickets for that.
Was it anything good?
It was...
I mean, it couldn't have been that good if you forgot about it.
It was Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20. And
wow, that's like Marist freshman year.
I know. Well, I got free... You know how... Remember the Ticketmaster lawsuits that got settled and everybody got... They sent me a reminder email like 2 months ago and I was looking down a list what I could use my voucher for and I saw lawn seats for this show and I was like, I love them and it's free. That's awesome. Well,
I totally forgot
until I saw people on Instagram like with... like live Instagramming it and I was like, oh shit, that's right.
Hooray.
Oh well.
Yeah. Yeah. There are bands that aren't going anywhere, so they'll come back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So remember we talked about Next Door a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well
But I was shocked by it, yes.
That existed.
Surprised by it, yes. Yeah.
Well, I had what I think might be the greatest Next Door post since ever at least that I have witnessed. And I read it out loud at work, and everybody agreed. They were like, oh my God, that is the greatest next door post. So I saved it to read to you guys if you are so inclined to find out what's happening in one of the neighborhoods nearby me.
Oh, please, yes.
Sure.
All right, so the title is Bizarre Late Night Visitor. Tonight, a black Cadillac SUV pulled into our driveway where a provocatively dressed young blonde woman in heels knocks on our door. This stirred my dogs. One of my roommates got up to answer it. He says that they had that awkward encounter of people who don't recognize each other. She claims that he had texted her when he expressed that he had not indeed texted her, she asked for confirmation of our address. Then he closed the door and she walked back to the SUV. Over the next 10 minutes or so, they honked the horn twice before she came up and knocked once again. At this point, it fully woke up my husband and I, and my husband went to answer the door this time. He goes out to talk to her and whoever was driving the SUV, while my roommate and I kept watch through the window in case something went sour. I see them talk and she shoves a photo to him. They talk some more before she eventually gets back into the car and they leave. My husband comes in and informs us that she confessed that she was an escort and the large burly gentleman driving the SUV was her Uber driver. She said someone texted her a dick pic followed by our address, hence the presence at our home at 11:45 at night. She showed him the photo and he didn't recognize the carpeting or the furniture in the room, as well as not recognizing the anatomy in the picture belonging to any of us.
I thought the carpeting was going to be the nails.
Yeah. As long as not recognizing the anatomy to belong to us or what could feasibly match our roommate. We decided.
Well, how does he know that?
Well, I guess seeing the roommate's body with clothes on and general shape, I suppose one could make it something.
Yeah. Maybe skin color, but other than that.
Or we also don't specify what gender the roommate is.
Parts
are different from the roommates.
There are descriptions in there, but I left out any descriptions in case, for some bizarre reason, the person that wrote this, or their husband, or their roommate, or the escort, are listening to this show right now. So there are
to protect the innocent.
There are more detailed descriptions of the car, the driver, the woman, and the roommate. But
So anyway,
they end up calling the cops, and the cops were like, why did you even answer the door if you didn't know who it was? But like, they called the police to inform them what happened. They said there wasn't much they could do. But they told us after the first hinky interaction with the woman that we should not have answered the door and called 911 instead. So the second time. So is not that not the greatest? How much was somebody pranking them that they would send a dick pic and an escort to the house?
Or maybe it was another neighbor and they just were drunk and typoed on the number of the house.
Well, maybe.
Ooh, totally possible.
Oh my God.
What I wonder is, like, is that really how you call an escort? Just send a dick pic? Like, is that the international sign for I need an escort?
It's like throwing up a bat signal.
Okay, I thought you guys were going to laugh way harder at this because I thought this was so fucking funny.
It's totally weird.
I've had to read this out loud three times to get through it without laughing.
Sorry, it's just no raccoon and dog swimming together in a swimming pool.
The neighbor that might have done the drunk dick picking, then reading this on Next Door and being like, oh, fuck, that's what happened to her.
God, so she never showed up. Thought it was just that's that, like, funny. Dick pics maybe weren't the best way to attract a call girl.
Well, at least she can see, like, what's to be expected.
Yeah, and
it did work.
Shandy, I don't know about that. Maybe like JP or one of our other listeners can help you out and let you know how the dick pic escort call thing works. JK. But
I was like, is there something that you know about JP that I don't?
No, just that he's got a very unfortunate Eskimo brother. But I know. No. I would assume that perhaps in whatever app or listing, they're like, I don't know. This is the modern age. I don't think people go on the corners as much anymore, especially in the suburbs.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, it depends on the city.
I guess in Raleigh, they respond.
Yeah.
That's their, like, bat signal. Their dick signal is a dick pic. Literally.
Oh, man. For the other shoe to drop, like, for the Uber driver slash pimp to, like,
yeah,
I don't know, be like, casing the joint and, like, fuck them up.
Oh, I'm glad that didn't happen. Well, there has not been any updates on that thread from them, so they either got murdered and nobody knows yet, or...
Right. We can only hope for the best.
Nothing is happening.
Did anyone, like, respond? Like, how does that work?
A lot of people. And a lot of people were like, this is the funniest thing I've ever read on here.
Nobody was like, oh, I know who that is.
No.
Oh, that happened to me, too.
Like, oh, man, that was my call, girl.
I'll keep looking. I will keep an eye out to see if the feed refreshes with any new information, because it would be pretty hysterical and kind of dick, but pretty hysterical if somebody was pranking neighbors by sending call girls to their house like that.
I actually love that idea. I think that's even funnier.
Definitely original.
That's got to be like a Seth Rogen movie or something, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Or at least a bit in one.
A bit.
A bit.
Just the bit.
Just the bit.
Just the bit.
Oh, but yeah. All right. Well, oh, speaking of, I guess while we're on the subject of funny things, Shandy, do you want to read that pee-pee thing?
Yeah, pee-pee thing. Okay. So no joke. I was listening to a podcast today, The Heart Radio, and they have commercials in the podcast, and what commercial do they play but this thing for essentially pee-proof underwear? And so I, like, immediately stopped what I was doing and sent the broads a link to this, because it was like, wow, how fucking relevant. And these aren't, I mean, their ads aren't, like, targeted ads like ours. Like, I think it's fixed, I think. So it was just so funny that, like, I mean, I'm sure they're targeted, but in a different way, but not, like, you know, specific necessarily to me.
Regionally targeted.
Right. Yeah. So it was just so funny. So it's iconundies.com, and it's pee proof underwear that keeps you dry and odor free from light leaks.
Oh, I thought it said Ico Nudies.
Sure.
Ico Nudies. No, Icon underwear. I know this also because I heard the ad. So.
Okay.
And the ad is like, did you know that 1 in 3 women
experience
light leaks?
Oh my god! And it is 1 in 3.
It goes through, like, different, like, situations. You know, like, I can't remember exactly what it said, but I'm pretty sure, like, after childbirth was one. Also, just, like, if you laugh too hard, or I want to say one was jumping on a trampoline. I don't know. But it was like, we've talked about all this
totally.
Stuff.
Totally. Haven't been on a trampoline in years.
Let me see if I can play it.
How
often do you come across, like, a trampoline? I haven't been on a trampoline in years either, just because I don't really come across one in my everyday where I can partake.
I mean, I could be making the trampoline thing up. My cousin sent me a picture or a video today of her new office, and there's a little trampoline in it because she works with children. And I was like, oh, trampoline. And she's like, yeah, the kids love it. I was like, oh, I guess it's not for adults.
Oh,
but, so that might be where the trampoline's coming from.
Hold on,
anyway,
let me try to play this ad. Let's see if it works.
Okay.
Ooh, that's loud. You're seeing... Okay, this is definitely not what we're thinking. But it was nice. It was nice music.
It was nice music.
It was nice music.
Okay, then.
Some of the funny things that they have on their website are, for example, You're in Luck, Our Guide to a Healthier Pelvic Floor. You can learn more.
I saw that. There were some real solid puns.
Yes, I am.
Icon
totally
replaces
a fan.
Bulky pads and leaky and panty liners, because who wants to feel like they're wearing a diaper? Zachary, that's who.
Clearly, 3-year-old boys are not their target demo.
Clearly not. You know, I have been sneezing a lot lately, and I realized that because of the being afraid to pee my pants when I sneeze factor, I only half sneeze because if I'm not in a position to like sit and like cross my legs. So I think it's making it so that instead of being like a one and done sneezer, I'm like a four and done sneezer.
Right, because you can't let it all out.
Can't let it all out at once. Yeah.
So does that feel better or worse?
Worse, because I can't just sneeze and get it out, because then I'll piss myself.
Because think about it. Anytime that you like multiple sneeze in a row, it's really uncomfortable because it's way more embarrassing just one sneeze.
I was thinking about the sneeze pleasure factor, actually. Mm. But
yeah, anyway. But when you're going to pee yourself, it just takes away from that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's not the good kind of squirting from down there. It's like, you know.
Like peeing your pants.
It's like peeing, essentially and actually, yes.
Yes.
Well, if you get these.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
These underwear hold up to 6 teaspoons. And you can take them on a dry run. If you aren't feeling it within 30 days, they'll refund you. No questions asked. Easy peasy.
So a dry run or a wet run?
Oh, I see what you did there.
This is them being super, super funny.
Pew, pew, pew.
See what you did there. That was really funny. I need to buy this. I like how I'm like the period panties. Let me wait a few months to see how it works for Shandy.
With the pee pee panties.
I am sold. I am in. Yeah. Let's do this.
You can, hey Colleen, you can put your email and email address in and join the VIP list.
Such
puns.
I'm a VIP.
A VIP-er. Seriously though, to come back to, was it last time that we recorded that I was on my period?
Yes.
Oh no, you were prepared.
Okay, so I've already raved about this, so I don't need to rave about it again.
Yes, they were wonderful.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Just saying.
Well, I am stoked. See, Zachary, there's something to fix what you did to me. I'm pretty sure he fell asleep in the tent, so it's cool. I haven't had to earmuff too badly.
Nice.
Shit. Why did I just like completely blank? Okay. So taboo topics, right? I picked this up at Comic-Con. It was a free giveaway. It's called Girl Up by Laura Bates. And, you know, I just kind of grabbed it. Like I grab all the free shit there. And I'm flipping through, and it turns out it's this book. It's like trying to get you to like, it's part of Project Everyday Sexism Project founder Laura Bates mocks the ludicrous pressures and stereotypes faced by young women today. Hilarious, bold, and unapologetic, Girl Up sets the record straight. Warning, this book contains feminist limericks, color by numbers, genitalia, and dancing vaginas. And I was like, dancing vaginas, I am all in. So I flipped through, and it's actually a really cool book. So it just kind of breaks down a lot of the like things in society that like airbrushing is a myth. But the part that really grabbed me, which actually happened to be the first page I opened to, is the subject, masturbation is normal. And then it's this chapter on masturbating. And then there's another one. Vagina is not a dirty word. Neither is vulva, labia, clitoris, or cervix. That means I can play our full theme song again, guys.
Oh, yeah. I've always been so that.
But I haven't read the whole thing yet. I just kind of flicked through it. Sorry. I'm so funny. I just kind
of... Sorry, you caught me mid-beer. Otherwise, I would have laughed.
I just kind of flipped through this book. Here are the dancing vaginas.
Oh, that's
Love
so
it.
Fun.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, they're it's tap dancers, too. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Tap dancing.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Yeah.
It just talks about different things. Like there's a Q&A on feminism. It's nice. Like, is Beyonce a feminist? Yes, because she says so. Can men be feminists? Yes, if they believe women are and should be treated as equal to men. How do I become a feminist? Then it's just all different. It's a mixture between like funny responses and actual serious responses. Like it's a very tongue in cheek, tongue in badge book.
Tongue in badge.
Spoiler alert: friend zoning
oh
is
my God.
Not a real thing.
Thank you.
Ladies, it only took a year, but according to Everyday Sexism Project founder Laura Bates, friend zoning is not a real thing.
That makes me so happy. I was literally just having a conversation about the friend zone yet again.
Yep.
Like, seriously, like 2 seconds ago.
Ugh. That's validating. That's good.
Just wait for all of the certain listeners to now write in.
Yeah, right now we'd be freaking talking about the friend zone. I'll freaking fall again.
I'll just, like, I'll do everyone a favor and just, like, put it out there. If you think the friend zone is real, just don't. Yep. Just ask yourself why your masculinity is so fragile.
There, this
then zone. Right into the Ramblecast. We don't want to talk about it anymore.
There's also a handy dandy graphic on this page, and it's flirting versus harassment.
Oh.
So I think that that might be helpful as well.
Oh, this is a great book.
It actually is a really great book, and I'm going to see if I can try to find it elsewhere to send to you guys, or we could just book club it and like pass it around.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because
yeah.
I think you guys would totally love this book.
Absolutely.
So. I like it.
Anyway, yeah, it's called Girl Up by Laura Bates. And speaking of Comic-Con books, Trina Robbins is going to be on the show next week. We're going to interview our old lady friend.
I kind of completely forgot about it until right this very second. So yeah. That's great.
I'm going to cut that part out in case her people are like, let me listen to this show. Oh, they called her an old lady and they forgot about her. Out.
And we'll be the appropriate level of excited and not surprised.
No, actually, I am super excited to talk to her, too. I think she's going to be a very interesting person to talk to. So, that said, I have one more thing that kind of ties into our doomsday talk from last episode. And then we can do facey back and get out of here. So, on our last show, we talked about, well, the end of the world. And I had in spectacular fashion. And I, this past week, read, because I really like the Ask Reddit subreddit, and that's where I got the bad job things from last week. This week, one of the top questions was, have you ever cheated death by missing a flight, calling in sick, missing the bus, etc.? What happened, and did it change your perspective on life? And wow. Nobody really got philosophical with, like, changing their perspective on life, but I thought it was really an odd coincidence when yesterday a friend that I knew from Long Island posted that she was on her way with her three kids to pick up her husband from the airport, and he's a serviceman, so he is deployed a lot for a few months at a time, and they go and pick him up all the time, and she said that she goes the same road every time, and she got stuck at a traffic light yesterday and was like thinking, do I really want to sit at all these traffic lights when I can just go back way and avoid all the traffic lights and probably get there the same time as if I, you know, were waiting at these lights? So she went a different way. And then after she picked him up, she came back and there was a multiple car fatality that had happened right around the time that she would have been driving down that road. So,
oh my God.
That was like, holy shit, I just read that Ask Reddit thread about that. And then it's got me thinking of the only time that I think that this has ever happened to me was I was going for a walk. It had to have been a good 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And I was talking to Chris Kolk on text message and I had the walk signal and I went to walk, but my phone buzzed at that time and I looked down to look at the message and I stopped when I had the walk, and if I had walked, a car made a really, really quick right on red and would have probably hit me in the middle of the intersection if I hadn't stopped to look down at my phone. So that's and I remember being like, oh my God, Chris, you just saved my life.
Which is hilarious because we often talk about how people like don't pay attention when they're on their phones and like could, like, you know, just like walk into whatever. Mm-hmm. But see, technology actually saved you.
It did. It did. And I just remember it was crazy. I remember the podcast I was listening to. I remember what we were talking about. So that's the only time that I can think of off the top of my head that that has ever happened to me. So I want to put the question out there to people because I thought that it was just really fascinating. Have you guys ever had anything like that happen?
Not that I know of. I mean, and that's part of it is like there's so many things that like you don't necessarily ever find out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But nothing comes to mind.
Cool. So let me read you.
Yeah, sorry. No, but
guys, it was a prostitute at the door, okay? It was really funny. Okay, let me read you some of the ones from here. I stayed in my car to listen to the end of the news on the radio after parking. As I turned off the ignition, someone speeding lost control of their car and skidded straight into the back of mine, driving it 4 meters forward and through the cars in front of us. Tore the back off of mine and wrote off 2 other cars as well. I got a bit of whiplash and was rather dazed for a couple of days. The other driver, you know, obviously got punished. If I hadn't stopped to listen to that song on the radio, I would have been halfway out of my car instead of restrained and strapped in inside. And the other driver would have had to add manslaughter to the charges he was already facing.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, this one is the Redditor was talking about something that happened to a friend of theirs. A friend of mine had a babysitter all set so she and her husband could have a night out. They lived right down the street from this nightclub and planned on going there to hear some live music and get some drinks. The last minute, the babysitter canceled and she couldn't get a replacement. But she couldn't get a replacement. The nightclub, it was the station in Staten Island. The night she was supposed to go was the night of the tragic fire that killed 100 people. Okay, here's another one. My now wife, then fiance, and I were shopping for a wedding ring for me. She took me to a store to show me her first choice, the option to go to another store directly opposite it if I didn't like the ring. Fortunately, I liked the ring a lot, and we ended up buying it right away and going directly home after. Not 20 minutes after leaving the store, we heard on the radio that there had been a shootout between burglars and security guards at the jewelry store we ended up skipping. Several customers had been shot. Similar taste in wedding rings may have saved the day for us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a bunch of crazy ones like that. Really weird ones. Like, this one guy left his wallet in his hotel room, and he was about to get in a cab, and the cabbie refused to wait for him, and then that cabbie ended up in an accident. There's, like, all these crazy, crazy ones. There's a 9/11 one. Let's see.
I don't have any like death ones, but I do like just in general, like to think sometimes about just all the like tiny little interactions that you have and like how different your life could have ended up. If not, like last night we were actually talking with my new roommate. We like went and hung out and, you know, she was asking me about like why I studied French and everything. And,
yeah.
And like we were realizing that like it kind of, not why I studied French, but part of like my whole life story comes down to the fact that I was friends with this Romanian exchange student in high school who told me about the existence of the college that I went to, which I would have never learned about otherwise. And she didn't even go, but like,
oh,
if I
wow.
hadn't met her and she hadn't told me about that, I would have never gone to, I would never lived in Paris. I mean, maybe I would have, but I was like an exchange student. I would have never lived there for right. an extended period of time. Would have never met Frank. I would have never become as proficient in French as I have to like get the job that I have. Like I just, my entire life would be different.
It is crazy when you think about those little things that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of set your life on a course. So, yeah.
And sometimes you just have no idea what they're going to be.
Yeah. So anyway, there's this thread. If you want, I can post the link to it. If anybody's interested, just ask me if you've ever had anything like that. I would love to hear about it. But let's move on to more happy things. Like, I don't know.
Like the end of the world. Facebook feedback.
Like Facebook feedback for the end of the world.
I feel fine.
All right. So I guess it's time to move to Facebook.
Woo! Let's do it.
You know, Zach did that to me tonight because I always go, let's do it. And I didn't even realize I do that a lot, which clearly I do. And he was like, I want to read this story. And I said, okay. He goes, let's do it. Like, yeah, you're right. Let's do it. Dennis says, this is the episode that you submit to the Podcasting Awards for nomination consideration. Nice show, ladies. That was in reference to the Doom Porn episode. We have go bags ready just in case, backpacks with a set of clothes, long underwear, matches, lighters, candles, peanut butter, emergency radio, etc. For most events, we'd probably just cower in place, but we live 30 miles south of two nuclear power plants and 8 miles from a drone pilot base, both of which are probably targets of the Russians. I've known about the super volcano at Yellowstone, but now I'm wondering if I were a crazy East Asian dictator with a nuke or two to lob around, if I wouldn't aim for that rather than a North American city. Guys, remember when we thought that the biggest problems we had was potential nuclear war?
Yep.
And now apparently the Nazis are coming to kill us all.
It's just, you know, we're just siphoning through all the great great fears of World War II era.
I was saying to someone after the Charlottesville thing, and I was like, you know, a bunch of women got together and marched and we knit shit and talked about things over wine. And then the men got involved in their own march. And then, you know, it just got out of hand. So be like us. We prepped by knitting.
Right. Although I have started watching, speaking of Nazis and World War II, I started watching Man in the High Castle.
I never got past the first episode. Is it good?
Yeah, I'm six episodes in.
Okay.
I'm liking it. It feels eerily, I don't know, in line with the world right now. What happened if the Nazis won the war? So I feel we're kind of starting to see maybe what that would be like for realsies.
Wow. Well,
the one episode I did see of it, or maybe I saw two, did teach me the word Übergürtenführer, which I do sometimes say three times fast in my head because it cracks me up.
No, I can't. I'm like, Uber Drupal.
Uber Green Fear.
Every time they walk in, it's like, Uber Drupal. Uber Green Fear. He can't be that scary. He sounds like a Play-Doh name. How can that be scary? It's just a bunch of syllables and sounds thrown together.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, we will never not be the most powerful nation in the world, except for when China takes over in 4 years.
Yeah, right.
In the next 4 years. Anyways, moving on. Jana said, I listen not for the doom porn because I live in deep rural and everything here is 3/4 of the way to survival mode all the time. but because it makes me remember what it was like back when my hormones were working. So what you're saying now is you're with me with the underwear thing, Jana? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Or am I?
I'm teasing. I freely admit it. I pee my pants on the reg, so
I bleed my pants on the reg.
Anyway. Matt said, if you need someone to cheer you up from possible annihilation, Kesha's new album is amazing. I'd give it a chance. There are a lot of different styles on the record. My favorite track is Woman, which the broadcasters would like for both its empowering affirmations of womanhood and effective use of profanity to drive the point home. It's also a jam. So do we want to give a brief listen to part of this song so that we do not get... Well, I mean, do copyright people even care about Kesha right now?
Probably. She's having a moment.
She's having a moment.
So let's listen to the first 29 seconds.
Let's listen to the first 29 seconds. Okay. Is it on?
Play the hook. Forget the first 29 seconds. Play the hook.
Definitely a good point.
Oh, I got news for you. I'm playing whatever iTunes' example thing is. Sample.
Which will be the hook. Yes!
All right. Well, featuring the Dap King's horns.
Oh, that's cool. I'm a motherfucking woman,
baby, all right. There it is.
Thank you.
down with that.
Impressed. Yeah. Not what I was expecting.
Yeah. No. I mean, it still had the Kesha, like, you know, breaking the fourth wall, laughing within a song kind of thing that she does, but that was fun.
Nice to know the Dap Kings are still kicking it.
I love the Dap Kings.
Me too.
So I did stream the album, as I had promised Matt, and I enjoyed it. You know, I wasn't offended by any of it, so there's that. No, but honestly, I did like it, so check it out if you're into that. That's Kesha's Rainbow album. It's the one that just happened. Just happened. It's the one that just got
just
released.
Just dropped.
Yeah, it just dropped because I'm super cool and hip and with it. and yeah.
Cool.
You know, too bad Zach's asleep, or I could have had him come over and say, Zachary, say I'm a motherfucking woman. I would not do that. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. Not that he would have needed any encouragement. No, we've had the talk about the bad language. And I told him that there were some things he could say based on when he was a big boy, a teenager, and a grown-up.
Nice.
I was like, but the S word, you really can't say until you're more like 18. And the F word, you can never say in front of your parents, but you have to deal with them saying it all the time. So, so anyway, Kathy said, I just love you guys. This is all about us. The love thread right here.
Yeah, love.
That is all. Oh, and I just watched one of the bunker videos. I was left wondering who will come fix the pool when it inevitably breaks. Add chemical to the pool. Add pool chemicals to the oh shit bag. That's a great point.
That is a very good point.
So if you're underwater in the chlorine when the bombs hit, does that kind of shield you from the radiation, or does it?
No, theoretically the bunker would do that.
Well, I mean, okay, good point. All right, forget it.
Theoretically, the pool in the bunker is just a perk.
That's
it's just
true.
Something to do. It's not like it shouldn't be like an extra level of security, I would hope.
The one thing that we didn't quite ponder, which surprises me, is the toilet. Like, does it get hooked up to your sewage system? Is it a compost toilet? Like, what is
it? It's a compost.
I would imagine as well, but you can't really get rid of it if you're there for Shandy's face says it all right now.
It's true, because what then would you need the compost for? I mean, eventually you would
have to. Shandy's face right now.
So I suppose you would have to get the larger bunker so you could have room to, like, grow stuff so you could use the compost. And plus, you'd need the food.
Like in The Martian with Matt Damon. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Great movie. There are so many questions that I feel like the bunker videos didn't answer.
Yeah.
Okay, David says, some quick thoughts. I'm totally cool with a woman-only Wonder Woman screening. Do not understand the controversy. That being said, I hope this idea does not catch on with guys. I cannot imagine a guys-only screening of a movie. It would make any movie seem like going to see Star Trek. On another note, I think I will stick with the traditional manner of using passwords, not pics. Also, I love the F-bomb call-out. In the last episode, I laughed so hard the coffee nearly came out of my nose, which hurts, by the way. Hashtag take careful sips. Hashtag fucking rock, David. So we now know that David is not going to be using any dick pics to call any escorts at midnight. We can rule him out of the suspect list.
Deduce.
You're out of the suspect list for people who sent the lady to the house the other night. And then finally, Will said, a meetup group I'm in charge with had issues with women's only and men only gatherings last year. I was fine with the women's only gatherings, but some of the men complained. But they were fine with the men's only gatherings?
Right.
What'd you say, Shandy? Sorry.
These men need to, oh no, just that these men need to, like, fucking, I don't know, become better people.
You know what's funny?
Check that privilege.
On a whole, a lot of men complain. And I'm sorry, men, I'm generalizing you right now, so please, you know, take this with a grain of salt. But men tend to complain that when they're in relationships or whatever, women get clingy and generally want to spend a lot of time with them. So when women are actually having the opportunity to go do their own thing, they're also bitching.
Right.
Take the free time of the Wonder Woman screening and go treat yourself to something, whatever it is also, that you desire. Just within reason.
Go to one of the other many screenings and realize right. that historically you haven't had to have a space for yourself. So go fuck yourself. That's just like, that's it.
I was giving like even, you know, suggestions like you want to watch
go
that.
Sit somewhere and think about why it actually bothers you.
No, like yes. you want to watch that TV yes. show that your wife, you know, you want to watch it in peace without being nagged or something. Let her go to the women's only meetup or movie and then you do your thing.
Or just ask yourself, like, why is this happening?
That too.
Why am I bothered by this? Why do I care?
Right. And why have so many people felt this is necessary? And most importantly, what can I do to ensure that in the future this isn't necessary?
Or who cares? Just let them have the screening. Who gives a shit?
Seriously.
Like, if you're having an existential crisis over a women's only Wonder Woman screening, then you need to reevaluate your existence.
Seriously, you need to, like, go get a hobby. Like, there are so many things yes. that are more important in this world to be worried or concerned about. Like, this is not one of them.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so speaking of Will, we have a update from him about the Naked Beauty pageant and how it went. He did send us pictures. Sucks for you guys because you can't see the pictures over the audio. But I'll just tell you, having seen them, they're pretty spectacular.
Yes,
I'm indeed. Looking at a dude right now who's just in a little booty shorts. Yeah, I'm looking at some pretty spectacular pictures. Ooh, there's a sexy Superman. Anyway, Will says, one thing I forgot to mention in this call is that it's the first year, as far as I know, that they stress that all body types and anyone who identifies as male are welcome to enter. It was great seeing a transgender male in the competition, Will. So without further ado, let me get to Will's voicemail.
Hello, ladies. So you asked me for a report on the Mr. Nude Portland pageant, and I am delivering. This year, it seemed, I don't know, I got the impression that they kind of put it together at the last minute, maybe. It was in a much smaller venue and, you know, much smaller stage than before. So I hope they keep doing it. I hope it's not, like, in trouble. It seemed like they were having trouble finding people to participate. I'm pretty sure the first year I went, there were, you know, more participants than there were this night. But, most of the night is naturally not the competition. In between different rounds, different categories, they have performers, you know, they have singers, they have drag performers. I know one year they had a hula hoop girl. But you see the different pictures that I sent you, the different performers throughout the night. The first category was swimsuit. So if you skip down to page 4, you can see Zephyr. No, this guy was Avatar, sorry. This guy's like, he does drag too. I think he's probably like close to 7 feet tall. He's really, really tall. In the next page, you can see all the contestants lined up from left to right. The first guy was named Petey something. He was really doing the comedy really hard. He was really funny throughout the night. The second guy was named Max something. The third guy was named Zephyr. And the last guy was named Avatar, the really tall guy.
Amazing name.
And there's more performances. You can see all the pictures. Page 8. Was last year's winner. Yeah, he actually did get completely naked at the end of his performance. The second category was nude fantasy. So on pages 10 through 13, you get to see all of those. Or 14, sorry, it's not loading up. Or 13. And the last category was nude. You had to be completely nude before you left the stage. And you can see those on pages 17 through whatever. Sorry for the shitty camera phone pictures. Did the best I could. I was kind of feeling bad about taking pictures because I think I was the only one taking pictures, even though they clearly said that pictures were allowed. And the winner ended up being Petey. You can see at the end, he's celebrating. It was really funny throughout the night, doing a lot of really funny stuff. And he also has a nice body, so yeah. Also, throughout the night, they were having raffles for the VIP winners. So the first one was like, I think, a pedicure or a gift certificate at a nail place. The second one was a... VIP pass, a year-long VIP pass to one of the local strip clubs, and actually won that. It's worth like $200-something. And then the next time, I actually won a second gift pass, which I actually traded away since I had already won. I traded it for one of the nail packages. And then after that, I actually won another raffle, which was a bunch of hair product, which, you know, if you know what I look like, you know I don't really need hair products, so I'm actually going to give that away. So overall, I had a good night. They raised over $1,000 for charity. It was fun. And I will talk to you ladies later. Bye.
Does anybody else love that Will was creeping on people just for our sake?
Yeah, no.
I don't know how I feel about that, actually. I'm feeling like hopefully it was okay. I do feel like, though, I'm impressed that Will is super like fun and like able to go to all these like crazy fun events and tell us about them, and that's great. But he's also just like very lucky. He won how many prizes?
Seriously.
There are people like that, I swear to God.
It's true. I'm always amazed by those people because I'm like the antithesis of that. So it's like
you don't win the raffles.
No. I'm like always in awe of those people that just like disturb right place, right time.
Yep.
They're blessed. Hashtag
bliss. One of Jay's friends, he was our best man in our wedding. He is so lucky. He wins everything. He's won a trip to the Super Bowl. He's won front row tickets to like bunch of different concerts. He's won vacations places. He just enters everything and just has this luck where he wins things. It's incredible. But thank you, Will, for that amazing update. And as always, yes, we look forward to what you're going to bring to the table next.
Indeed.
We have another email from Joanne.
All right. Dear Shandy, Colleen, and Melissa, Oh, dear me. I have enough troubles with names. Now I'm going to be calling my friend Melissa Amanda, and life will be even more confusing. Girl, I get you. I struggle with names too, which is why I now have two of them. Just makes it easier. Anyway, rather than send several emails, here are some quick notes that you can either read at once or break apart. First, whoever in the corporate world decides what ads to place at the end of the broadcast likely has not considered the demographics, as the last one was for guns and ammo. Or maybe they heard you were into the survivalist / bunker stuff, and so that is why they slapped the ad.
That totally has to be it.
I would agree with you.
Well, I think Amy or somebody in the patrons group has said that they keep getting ads in Portuguese.
Oh, nice. That's interesting.
I get ads in Spanish a lot, but which makes sense because I live in California.
Yeah, and she says she lives in a area that features a lot of Brazilians, so that's why she thinks that, or I guess an area that features, an area populated by a lot of Brazilians, so.
Interesting. I've never gotten them in a different language, any other language other than English, so that's interesting.
I listen to them as I edit them, so I couldn't even tell you.
Right. That's fair. Anyway, the email continues on.
Sorry.
For the white privilege discussion, I don't think I've sent this story before, but if I did, oops. Many years ago, I went to a diversity class at work. The leader on the class, leader of the class, talked about the different diversities and the different support groups that were available. Of course, they had to be the obligatory a-hole in the class who had to proclaim that he did not understand why there had to be things like a Hispanic group or a women's group or an African-American group, especially since they did not have a white male group. Huh. To this day, that type of thinking has me stumped. The whole country is one big white male group. truth. And
they don't need a Wonder Woman screening.
Don't need Wonder Woman screening. Stop trying to make fetch happen. And here we are. And the president is, among other things, going to go after groups who discriminate against the poor white males out there, which brings me to the feminine lit portion. I'm reading a fascinating book that I highly recommend, All the Single Ladies, Unmarried Women, and the Rise of an Independent Nation by Rebecca Traister.
Sure.
Let's go with Traister.
Close enough.
T-R-A-I-S-T-E-R for all you listening at home.
Rebecca with a C.
Rebecca with, yeah, two C's.
Two C's.
Jinx.
Jinx, you're in Minnesota. While obviously about single women, it is primarily about feminism and how far we have come and how far we have not come in accepting female independence. I am halfway through and have learned a lot and been saddened by some of the continued thinking out there that the only road to happiness is to be married with children and be dependent on your husband. But there is hope in the book, with trends showing that hopefully we are not all placed on a one-track road to how we live our lives. And lastly, a film I just watched had me uncertain what to think of it, which may be the point. It is a French film, Elle, and the actress Isabelle Huppert.
Very good.
I watched Top Chef. Huppert Keller.
Or is it Huppert without the H or the T?
I believe it is Huppert, right?
Yeah. You don't pronounce H's in French are not voiced, and final T's are generally not voiced either.
Wow, that's crazy. Out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters her name, you only pronounce 5 of them. That is blowing my mind right now.
Well, it's going to be some kind of record.
That's pretty high for a French word, actually. If you think about it, though, there are a lot of letters in English that you don't pronounce as well. Just saying.
That's true.
I'm looking at you, Knight.
Yep. As a dyslexic in America, I can attest to that. It sucks. Spelling is the worst.
You know anyway. What? You know what I can spell? VIP. Sorry. I'm That's still really thing. Can't get past that. That's like tickling me in all the wrong places.
Well, just sit there with your legs crossed while I finish this email here.
So, I have my mouth covered.
Yeah, got a Best Actress Academy Award nomination. She definitely deserved the award, but the characters were all a little warped and it was all a little disturbing. Not a feel-good movie. Have any of you seen it? No, I can't say that I have. If you have, I can send in a longer email on my thoughts in the film, but those thoughts would not make sense without having seen the film. It is just that kind of film. Joanne.
I do remember it,
like watching the Oscars, but I know nothing about it other than it was French and she is an older actress. That she was one of the oldest actresses ever to be nominated or to win. Like it was something like that.
Yeah, I have not seen it, but I might just have to watch it and then we can discuss.
Yes.
Cool.
Although I just looked it up online and it does not. I mean, okay. Obviously, Joanne said it's not a feel-good movie, so I should have been expecting it. But right off the bat, the description does not sound like roses and sunshine.
She's not the one that was the oldest actress because she looks super young.
Oh, then what am I thinking of?
There was another
foreign language film that was.
Yeah, and we'll have to, you know, there's people. There's somebody somewhere is shouting the answer right now.
Right. Well, thanks for setting me straight. I don't want to put false information out into the world.
Oh, yeah. What you just said, person in the audience yelling it at us. What you said. Thank you. But yeah, if anybody wants to check that out for homework, go for it. I'm still trying to watch my so-called life.
Oh, how are you? Have you started any of it?
I put the DVD into the player last night.
Okay, that's the first step. Yeah. Oh my goodness,
and then
let me know when you get
myself,
started.
I will tweet when I will put it somewhere when I start.
Yeah. I mean, watch.
I'll just watch. Flick right through it. I will. But then I thought to myself, oh, hey, you should do that blog post on the eclipse that you've been telling yourself all day that you'll do. So I ended up doing that instead of watching it. But the DVD is there. I'm one step closer.
That's still a good use of your time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. So to plug my blog real quick, it's callrights.com, callrites, because, you know, there's a lot of letters in English and I want to make it easier for people. It hasn't been updated in a very long time before yesterday. So, I mean, have at it if you really want to go find out about my wedding day or how Zach was born or something. That stuff's all in there. And a whole bunch of emo shit, but
I just want to make like a Barney Stinson joke, but I can't think of a good one. So pretend I said something funny.
I should get that laugh track of my laugh from John Norton and just put that in there for you.
Oh dear God.
I need a Colleen laugh track. Sometimes I think about that, like when I'm editing, in case I ever just need it, just take a clip of us laughing, like each one of us individually, so I could have it to put in if I ever needed it.
Oh, yeah, but for then, like transitional things? That's really smart.
But then I always forget.
So, well, when we record the promo, we'll make sure we get those.
Oh, yeah, the promo, that's going to happen. Okay, yeah. Totally, that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I don't have the energy to do it tonight, but, yeah. You know, someday we'll do it.
So to transition into things happening, let's see what's happening with Andy in the last 2 weeks in Andy's virginity.
So I have to say, I opened this email and was reading it as I was walking home from work, and it made me snort laugh. So Andy, if nothing else, you're really funny, because it's like a really high compliment from me if you can make me snort as I'm laughing, especially when I'm out, like it just in a public area by myself. So,
but can you make me not pee when I'm laughing?
that's the question. Honestly, Colleen, if I had had kids, that snort laugh would have unleashed.
It would have been more than just a little tinkle.
Well, I have a totally embarrassing story from tonight. Why not? So, after Zach, because Zach generally takes a shower with me because I'm a night shower and it's just easier. And I went to get dressed, and he goes, "Mommy, you're not wearing underwear?" And I said, "No, I don't have to wear underwear when I go to sleep. You know, you got to air it out down there." And he goes, "But why you don't wear underwear?" And I just quipped, "'Cause I don't make pee-pee in my pants still." And then, no sooner than 5 minutes later, did I sneeze and pee myself and have to change to new shorts while he was brushing his teeth. And he's like, "Mommy, why you take your pants off?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it, Zach. Keep brushing.
I just don't want to wear these pants anymore.
I just thought I wanted a different motif for tonight."
Yeah.
It just really wasn't – I just wasn't feeling this outfit. It's a little itchy.
The theme of the broadcast is a no-pants party, okay?
Yeah. Just doesn't match my shirt quite right.
Yeah, it didn't match.
I'm really more a winter, and these shorts are a summer. It's just not worth.
They were blue, and you know, blue doesn't look that great on me, so I wanted to change the black ones. It hides the pee stains a lot better. Well, now that I've completely embarrassed myself more, you know, back in the day, great. People might have been more impressed with me, and now they're like, "Who the fuck did Jay marry? Her? What is she, funny or something?" Oh yeah. All right, sorry. Andy's virginity.
And yeah, so Andy wrote in the past 2 weeks in Andy's virginity. All right, here we go. "Well, we haven't been consumed by nuclear hellfire, but my journey continues. Over a month has passed since I started online dating, and it has been sigh. Still haven't figured out how to get them to stop suggesting women who live 30 plus miles from home. One of the suggestions that keeps popping up lives 97 miles from me. One of the downsides to dating in a small town is my dating pool looks like around 20 to 30 women. I've messaged a few of them, but no one has replied since the one I mentioned in a previous email, which is discouraging. I'm still trying to figure out how to create an icebreaker that'll get a response. I'm avoiding the suggested ones on the site so I don't sound like a bot. Instead, I'm trying to integrate stuff from their profile to show that I read it. Going in cold isn't easy, especially when you have social anxiety and are awkward around strangers. It probably would be easier to do so in person so I could have something in there to use as a conversation starter. The big problem ultimately is not knowing why they're not responding. The concept of women not being into me in a romantic and or sexual way has been my default mindset for as long as I've been interested in women, but I know that's irrational. However, not hearing back from any of the times I've reached out, it's hard not to come to the conclusion that it's true, since I'm the constant in all these interactions. It's left me dwelling on my insecurities about my looks, average, my body, overweight, and my status. I don't make a lot of money, and my job isn't glamorous. I know my shyness can be a problem for potentially missing out on dates and by accidentally making women uncomfortable, since my awkwardness can come off as creepy. That happened once in high school, where I was so worked up on a crush that I couldn't make a move and apparently made her uneasy, and I still feel awful about it almost 20 years later. I totally understand why women are more on guard. Despite my hang-ups, the most likely worst-case scenario for me is I end up embarrassed with some hurt feelings, but for women, it's much worse. While I know I'm not going to do the awful things some guys do, the women who look at my profile don't. So these rejections, or at least lack of interest, has exacerbated my worries that I'm creeping these women out by trying to chat with them. But let's end this on the positive note. On the upside, I'm starting to reach out to women I'd like to go on dates with, something I've never done. It's going to be a learning experience as I try to figure out what works with engaging with women in a dating scenario. Even the best looking, most confident people strike out from time to time. I just got to keep going and keep putting myself out there, because despite my feelings, someone will say yes, and not just in the event of a nuclear war. Thank you, Shandy, for the hashtag I'm in hers, or hashtag put the Andy and Shandy offer.
It should have been put the Andy in the Shandy.
Yeah, I gotta have that extra. But I like where it was going.
Oh my god, amazing.
Good.
But hopefully it won't come to that. The nuclear apocalypse part, of course. At the risk of sounding creepy, I'm sure a night with you would be lovely. Hashtag, I'm with but not in hers, Andy. Okay, so clearly, that's like the part when I said I snort laughed. That's the part I was referring to, because the first like 3-4 paragraphs are not funny, but that was hilarious.
Oh my god, yeah.
But if nothing else, Andy, you have a fantastic sense of humor and really the right outlook. Like, you have such a positive outlook on all this, and I really do applaud you for really trying to find what you are doing right and celebrating that instead of focusing on the negative. Yes. And
totally.
I mean, just dating in general, but probably more so with online dating, it is so easy to focus on the negative and just fall down that rabbit hole. And I think the fact that you're not doing that is a really great step forward. And I think that's great.
So yeah, I have two thoughts about this. The first thought was, I'm just like, it just struck me so much. Like, when Andy's talking about how he gets why women are more on their guard, mm-hmm. because of, you know, like the stakes are different for men and women, and that, like, not to see those rejections as more than what they are, which I just want to say, like, that in and of itself is the antithesis of the kind of douche who, like, is all about the friend zone. So congratulations,
yep.
Andy.
Yep, so insightful. You're
on my good side.
Yeah, you're yes. You're insightful, you're funny, you're looking at the positive, like, you're making such great strides.
Yes. Now, the second thought that I had about this is what I was thinking about as I was walking home from work today, snort laughing. I just had some family visiting from France, as I had mentioned, and it, like, they're, you know, 18-year-olds, second time in the U.S., but still, like, you know, just learning about the culture and whatever. Yeah. And I remember one of the conversations that we had where they were like, so is it true that, like, Americans, like, the dating thing, like, is it true that Americans, like, go on dates and that's, like, how they do it? And so we were talking about the difference of how it works in France versus how it works in the U.S. And it's one of those things where, like, you grow so used to it growing up here. But it's totally true that, like, in France, you don't, there's not the, like, super formal, like, formulaic date culture. You just hang out with people. And then, like, maybe you develop romantic feelings for someone, and then you guys kind of like start going out, but you don't like go on a date. Like these, my second cousins couldn't wrap their mind around the fact that a guy would like actually ask, single out a woman to ask her on a date, like to a dinner. And that's what they would do. And they were just like blown away because they had friends who were going to be like studying abroad in college and stuff. And like had maybe been asked out on a date. So just a good reminder that like, it's not like that everywhere. And that doesn't have to be your approach. And I know that that's Andy's approach right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. But also, and I think we've given this advice before, like just maybe just like try to expand your friend group in general and not, you know, necessarily look outright for a person to quote unquote date. And get to know somebody and then like see what happens from there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, and I was even thinking that like, yeah, the night, you know, being connected with someone that lives 30 plus miles away doesn't sound ideal, but why not give it a try?
Totally. Actually,
don't just start talking.
Yeah, I had not? To because go 800 miles away. So
exactly. Like,
exactly. Amanda's like, yeah, I knew her back then. It wasn't pretty.
That's the beautiful thing of the internet, though, is that it takes out, like, proximity isn't a problem anymore. Like, you can meet someone that lives 90 miles away that you would never have met in real life, and maybe that leads to something. And yeah, like, the opportunity for, like, a, hey, let's go get coffee sometime is not really as easy to accomplish. But, you don't know, you might still have a really nice online conversation with them and then want to do something a little more elaborate and try and meet in person. So I would not rule that out.
I like that. And that's actually like, again, like whoever Andy meets, like whoever is the first person to like, you know, really connect with him, like it's not necessarily going to be his spouse. So it could be practice. It could be whatever. It could turn into a friendship or I mean, I didn't do anything as like far away as Colleen, but I also like my husband when we first met, he lived 40 kilometers away from, no, not 40 kilometers, way more than that. He lived like an hour and a half train ride away. I don't know how many miles or kilometers. It was a far away.
It was far-ish. Okay.
It was far-ish. You had to get on a train and you had to bring reading material because you were there for so long.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half. That's what I remember. There's like certain distances and measures that I only remember a certain way, but that's not correct.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was two different, like we lived in two different towns and like that worked out for Colleen, an even farther distance.
Yeah. So I could name 5 people without even thinking that started dating their significant other spouse from different states, cross country, and it all works out. So
I would say though, if you're gonna do longer distance, the only way it works is if you have an end point.
Right.
That is
But did you have an end point when you started? No, you were just getting to know each other.
Right. But like once
because it could have worked out, could have not worked
exactly.
out.
You know? Exactly.
And then you don't have to worry about running into them at the grocery store.
Yes.
Clean break if it doesn't work out.
Very true.
You go back to your 90 mile away corner and you never have to see them again.
Yeah. And if you're interested in relocating in general, it might give you a good opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for the next update from Andy. So I think that about wraps it up for us this tonight. Nazis are still bad.
Yep. Always will be.
And always will be. I don't know.
Also people who hang out with them.
True.
Also, all those fucking Nazi sons of bitches like are probably super complaining about the friend zone. Just saying.
Yep.
That's true. You know, many of them might have gotten that way because they were bitter about the friend zone. Also, and not to leave anybody out, because I know that sometimes certain people of certain demographic that we might have referred to earlier, sometimes dudes get upset when they get left out of things. So I'd like to include the KKK and other such groups.
I would not like to include them.
Well, you know what I mean. In this,
well, are
bad.
Let's condemn everybody.
Let's just condemn them all because we know what happens. We don't condemn the proper people.
Sorry, I didn't understand that we were including them in the condemnation. Like that, I can't. Yeah.
Yes.
The only time you should be including them is in the condemnation.
In the condemnation.
Yes.
which is the only nation that really works for all of us.
In the condom nation. If their parents had used more condom nations, then maybe they wouldn't have been born.
Oh!
Ba-da-cha. Anyways, on that note, special thanks to our patrons once again, and everybody that supports us in general by listening to this. So if you're listening, thank you. A special thanks to some special patrons, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys, as always. Which I haven't heard from Ed in ages. I feel like we're due for, I don't know, just an Ed comment in general. Give us some creepy or funny. Let's play that game one of these days, Ed. Let's play. Let's do it. If you are so inclined, also you can help us out by shopping through our Amazon affiliates link, and that is if you go to janejack.com/Amazon. Has to be all lowercase letters, though. Apparently there's been some confusion about this. So it's J, lowercase J, and lowercase Jack. .com/lowercase Amazon. And all that gets shared through all of Team Jay and Jack. So, on that note, I don't really think I have too much. I don't know. I feel like we've pretty much exhausted. We've emptied the floodgates this episode. We've exhausted. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have anything funny to say. I think Zachary's asleep upstairs. Thank you guys for getting through that. I know that that's going to be a little awkward to re-listen to.
Oh, that'll be cute.
Yeah,
it was cute living through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess the next week we'll have Trina Robbins on. If you have any questions or anything for her, I will please send us an email. Oh, if you have any feedback in general, fancy panties list. I want to know everybody's numbers. Does everybody need a reminder of that? We will post the list again in the Facebook groups. Or if you want to email me, I'll send you the list of it. I want to hear fancy pantsy numbers. Fancy panties numbers. So you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a call, 331-BROADS3, 331-276-2373. You can, I don't know, holler at us at Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, if you want to join the Facebook group, the regular one is facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroups. Okay, I think that that's about it for us for this evening. Again, hit us up with your feedback and all that stuff. Anybody?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm going to go figure out, I'm going to go see what happened on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes. Go do that. Go do no. that. And you might want to wear underwear because you may be easily excitable.
I don't know what that means. Which type?
Guess you're about to find
Guess
out.
Guess you're about to find out.
Okay. And next week we can talk about the finale, except maybe not on the podcast because people won't have, whatever.
Oh, but we'll figure it out. Okay. On that note, thanks for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
I'm Shandy.
Peace out, guys.
Bye.